Inside Memphis Basketball here, Corey Clark, Coach Joe Lentz with me of the Lady Giants. Coach, how are you doing?
Great, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing good. You must be doing better, though. You just had a big win last night against the Franklin Central Lady Flashes last night. Talk about the win and how your girls played.
Oh, they played really well, really well. We played very well defensively, really got after it, closed out on all their three-point shooters, and blocked out well. And offensively, we were much better in the way we took shots. I was just talking with you a little bit ago. There's sometimes you take bad shots and sometimes you take shots badly. And we, against Center Grove, took a lot of good shots that we wanted to take, but we took them badly, off balance, forcing the issue into traffic and things like that. Whereas last night we made the extra pass and found the open player, made a move instead of just trying to take it right through him to the rim, and you know, we shot much better and got to the free throw line a lot, too.
Yeah, you did. Coach Dixon mentioned it. It's really just a confidence thing. He said you guys went to Center Grove with confidence, but then it went downhill. But going into the game last night, confidence was a big thing. That's really why you guys shot well, as Coach Dixon told me. Talk about the confidence and how big it is for your girls.
It's huge. It's huge for our girls. When you get on a roll, then you feel relaxed and confident. You're not pressing. You're not thinking about doing every little thing right. And sometimes our mind is our own worst enemy. If we're in, you know, overthinking things instead of just reacting and playing, we can make a lot of mistakes. And we hit a few shots early. We played well. We got ahead. We were, you know, relaxed and confident and continued to play well.
Yeah, I know that's a big thing. Also, team chemistry. You guys have been playing very well lately, I think, as a team. At the beginning of the year, me and Easter talked about it, how it looked like you guys didn't have very much of a very strong bench. But as the team's gone on, you guys have been able to sub in players who've gotten foul trouble. And it looks like you guys aren't skipping a beat. So talk about the team chemistry and how it's been improved for the season.
Team chemistry has been improving all year long. We've had some issues here, there, people not either understanding their role or maybe sometimes even being a little jealous. But we've overcome that. We've kind of come to realize that it's a team game and we all got to work together to develop and build. And we've done that. We've got to continue, of course. It's a never-ending thing because we're never perfect, and that's what we keep striving for. But the bond has gotten a lot better, and everybody understanding their roles. The younger kids have come along to really help us, not only help us in games, but help us in practice. The JV team's getting better and better, which helps us in practice.
And it's all about having fun. And speaking of fun, I saw you on the sideline last night after a big time, I think it was an and-one shot by Shelly Daniels or somebody, and I saw you run up and down the sideline, pumping your fist, screaming, heck yeah. So you were happy.
I was. I'm really happy for the girls doing well, and when they accomplish things, it makes me happy.
All right, Coach, your next game is going to be a tough one. Talk about that one.
Carmel's very, very good. They're ranked in the top 10, have been almost all year. They play a very, very up-tempo style. They like to press. They like to run. They get a lot of shots up. They got two or three really good three-point shooters. It's going to be quite a challenge for us. Basically for us, again, if we are patient, and by patient I don't mean we have to sit on the ball all the time and, you know, just play a slowdown game. We're not going to do that because that's not us. But patient in making that one extra pass, looking to both sides of the floor, so we can get good shots, we should be right in the ballgame.
Yeah, Coach, it's going to be a big one. So good luck against Carmel Greyhounds this weekend. It's a tough contest. The boys play them this Friday as well. So it's all around a good week for Ben Davis.
All right, we hope so.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thanks.